wanted to talk about banning books, or banned books specifically. This kind of just came up for me recently because a couple weeks ago, I finished up my reading challenge, the Reading Glasses 2021 Reading Challenge, and one of the book tasks that they asked of you was to read a banned book. So I did. It doesn't mean it has to be currently banned, it just had to have been banned at one point in time. It could have been banned by a library or a city or your whole country. So I looked on a list of books that have been banned in Canada, which the list I saw was a very short list, but Lolita was one of them. So I already had that in my library, hadn't read it yet, so I read that. But as I was kind of recalling just like what I did for my book tasks for like the reading challenge and the books I read, I guess that wasn't the book task, that was just a book to read. Anyway, the Reading Glasses Reading Challenge. Reading Glasses is a podcast about reading and literary culture. And every year they have a challenge. You have 5 books to read and 5 book-related tasks to do. And anyway, that was one of the books to read, was a banned book. That wasn't a task. A task would have been like attend a virtual book event or like boost or promote or review like one of your local independent bookstores. Anyway, so banned books. I started thinking about that and just wondering, like, why is that a thing? Why do we do that? Like, and yeah, I started thinking about it, and I haven't thought about it a lot before wanting to start this conversation, because basically my question is, who does that serve? Why do we do that? Is it good? Is it bad? And I don't have an answer yet, so that's what I want to explore. Because immediately I was thinking, like, look, anyone who reads a book who is not advanced in critical thinking, that book, I mean, depending on that book, I mean, it could be a satire, right? It could be a comic. It could be something that's tongue-in-cheek and it's poking fun at maybe certain political ideas, or it's all supposed to be, like, ironic or, you know, not real, right? And depending on the person reading the book, they might take everything literally. And does that mean the book is dangerous or the person is dangerous? And by dangerous, I mean, like, if they're misinterpreting a book, taking it literally, and wanting, and they're like, yeah, okay, this book is telling me, like, what I'm reading and how I'm interpreting it is that this means this thing and that means that. And they run with that idea, and then they end up having power to change things, or, I mean, power to change things, everyone has the power to change things, because if you have the power to go and, I mean, you have the power to go and punch someone in the face, right? Or, you know, if you're not, everyone has the power to change things. So even if you can't physically do that because you have some mobility issue, I'm sure you could speak bad words to somebody or whatever. The majority of people have power to affect change in maybe someone else's mood, or again, that you can't force a mood on someone, but you can create obstacles and make it harder for them to have a good day, and vice versa. But I'm just saying that, like, most people have power to actually affect change in some nature. So if someone were to read a book, misinterpret it, take it literally, and they wanted to use the things that they thought were teachings in that book for ill purposes, they could do that. And maybe they don't even realize how misguided they are or how bad that is or the idea, whatever. It's like a lot of things can just be taken the wrong way and then someone runs with it in a weird way and then we end up with bad things happening, right? And they could do that with any book, is my point. So if we're banning books because someone doesn't understand, some of the books that are banned, I think, are banned because someone along the way didn't realize this was supposed to be satire, or, like, they thought it would be dangerous because it has an idea in it, and it's like, okay, so now are we the thought police? Like, is that what we're doing? Like, people can't think, they can't have ideas, they can't be challenged. And that basically the banned book goes with free speech stuff, right? It's like you have free speech until that speech is taking away someone else's right of like personal human rights. So hate speech is a thing, like hate crimes are a thing, and your words I mean, words, like planning, like conspiracy to murder, right? Or like uttering threats. Like, yeah, you have free speech until you abuse it by impeding on the safety of another person. So it's not just across the board free speech, therefore, why are we banning books, is kind of my line of thinking. But where it differs for me is like, okay, why are we banning books? Or why, like, again, and it seems to be like a state-to-state thing, or sometimes there's like a provincial thing, or a library can ban a book, right? Or like whatever. Towns, municipalities have some control over things. And it's just weird of like, you can just choose. I think that, man, we gotta define banning a book now. Like, saying, you can't read this book, we will not have this book here, anyone caught with this book, like, you know, we'll get it, have it destroyed or removed or taken away or whatever. Because when a library can just choose, we're just not going to buy that book for our library. We don't think people are going to read it. We don't think there's a good audience for it. Or maybe they think this book isn't really promoting ideas that we want in our library to, or have people to have access to. There's gatekeepers everywhere, right? Like, someone who works at an art gallery, like, they, like, a curator decides what exhibitions are going to be in their gallery. And they don't, I mean, they're choosing based off of what they value and how they want to present their gallery and what people, their audience that they've also curated in a way, their audience, by curating the work that's shown and then what people have come to expect, etc. So at a library, I mean, those librarians, there's certain people, their job is to choose the books that are coming in and then also choose books that are getting discarded because maybe they're never getting read or whatever. But it's someone's job to figure out what books are we going to get this year. We've got a whole bunch of new books this year that people have written. What do we want to have in our library? And there's a lot of criteria that goes into that, right? Because they're trying to serve a public need, but maybe they have their own values too. They don't want to maybe have certain political ideas present there because they just don't feel like it aligns with their personal philosophy. Their philosophy as a library, or they're just culture in the city or whatever. I think that's different than banning books. Being selective about what you want to present is different than banning, right? Banning is like you're not allowed. And that's different because the library is not telling you as an individual, you can't read that book. You're not allowed to. It's got dangerous ideas in it. That book is not allowed in this city. No, they're just saying we're not going to carry that book. And they don't make it a statement of we don't carry this book. They just don't purchase that book. It's like if you were to go to a restaurant and you order your food, you're not saying, I'm not having anything else on the menu, I'm only having this, by the way, please. It's like, yeah, you just order what you want, and that's it. And no one has to know that you didn't like that thing because whatever reason, that you didn't order the lamb chops because I'm vegan, and that's why. No, you order your salad and soup or whatever, and you don't order the other thing without having to make a statement about why. Anyway, so again, I'm thinking of, like, why do we ban books? Why is that a thing? I don't expect every like library or store to carry the books, but saying they're not allowed to be possessed by an individual and read by an individual, that's something else. I'm like, it's just one of those things of, like, hey, should you be able to have a copy of this in your home? Why not, right? If you wanted, Look quickly, I'll just gloss over the fact that maybe someone wants Mein Kampf as a historical document, or they have like Communist Manifesto or something, and they don't believe in communism, but they're like, this is a really important document, and like I collect like historical documents or things that are really important that cause cultural shifts and like. Or they wanted, like, KKK stuff. Like, some people collect this World War II memorabilia, and there's, like, Nazi stuff in their collection because it was really important, and maybe it's aesthetically beautiful, and, like, they can separate the art from the artist, if you want to put it that way. Or they're going to separate that object from the fear that it... Or it's significant because the fear that it could represent, right? But they're not celebrating that. They are just in awe of that historical, that historical significance, I guess, or just yeah, historical cultural significant event, and that represents that event, and it's a thing that they really just want to be aware of, or like just look at, or whatever. It doesn't have to be a celebration like, I love Nazis because I have whatever, and I'm in Heil Hitler, and what, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't have to be what it's about. If someone has in their collection or something, or if they have like a copy of something, or like something that's Nazi memorabilia. My point is that the different people collect things for different reasons. But let's just say that somebody wanted a copy of Mein Kampf, for example, because they are a white supremacist or nationalist or whatever. And let's say that that book is banned because we don't believe anyone should have it because it doesn't have anything good. We're past that. We don't want those things, like whatever. And if someone has access to that, then what? That's kind of where my point is. Like, if they don't have the information in book form, they could get it from somebody somewhere. I don't think that idea is already present enough, I guess, that they would desire to have the book to learn more. But if someone wants to learn more, they will learn more, right? It's not like I'm sure that we don't have very many books available to the public on how to create a bomb, but they can find that information somewhere and figure it out if someone really, really wants to do that thing. It's interesting because like the book is there, they are ideas. So saying that we can't share ideas or we're banning ideas from being communicated to other people is weird. The book itself is not going to cause harm to anyone. It's how you use it. But I mean, unless you're using the book to like throw at somebody's head and give them a concussion, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same thing as like, well, the weapon doesn't do anything, it's the person that uses the weapon. It's like, well, weapon or weapons are built for hurting people, right? Like, they're generally, that if we're calling it a weapon, or something can be used as a weapon, but depending on its function, I mean, like, there's a butcher knife over there for cutting meat. It's not meant for stabbing people in the neck, but someone could use it that way. Do we ban butcher knives? No. But there's some things that it's like, no, this is meant for only hurting people, and that's it. So we just don't make those things, or why would you make that thing? Or that thing is banned and shouldn't be, and no one makes it because it's not allowed to be made. Anyway, when we go back to the free speech thing, free speech is free speech until you use it to impede on someone else's rights to have, or to whatever, to be, just to be able to live in peace, right? If you are using that speech to abuse someone else, assault someone else, to plan their demise, then it's no longer using free speech in a way that we have shown we value and are okay with. It's abusing that right of free speech, because you are directly hurting someone else with it. I think that the book is just one step removed enough from that, that my first instinct is to say we shouldn't ban books, period. Things get into the wrong hands all the time of people who can't comprehend that idea. People talk to people, or people just grow up and live in our culture, and there's some people who are not cognitively able or don't have the necessary critical thinking skills, etc., to be able to determine sometimes what is should be taken literally and what shouldn't be, or what ideas are. I don't think, is there such thing as a dangerous idea? You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole other thing. But I guess we're kind of having that same argument. But like, people live in this world, and people are the problem, right? So, yeah, there are ideas that are not good. There are things that will, if acted upon, harm other people. And for someone to read those things and be like, oh, this is how I could go about creating my own insert harmful thing here, whether it be a bomb to hurt somebody, or creating a, this is how I can be a fascist dictator and end up, this is how you end up planning a Holocaust or a pogrom or something. You know what I mean? Like, those things, if the idea is solely to hurt other people, do you get to read about that idea? I think that there are things like Mein Kampf that are historical documents that maybe people are studying to know how did they go about this so that we can prevent that, or learning from history of just like, let's not repeat those mistakes. This is how this thing happened, or this is what they were really trying to do. And that those seem like noble purposes. But then if someone is using that because they want to do that again, depending on how much understanding they have, I guess it doesn't even really matter. That could also be different than somebody right now publishing something that's like, hey, this is how you do X, Y, Z in order to be the supreme race on Earth and overthrow governments and whatever, you know? Like, this is how we invade places and take over and harm these people. If someone wrote that now, one, it'd just be harder to get published. But if they did get it published, or they self-published it, or the information's on the internet, or whatever, should that be banned? My instinct is to say no, because I want the freedom to express. Those ideas in and of themselves are not hurting a person. It depends what the person reading them does with those ideas. Because if I were to pick that pamphlet up and read it, if I would even finish reading it, I don't think that it would all of a sudden make... It doesn't make me do anything, right? Again, it gets hazy because you could have this conversation with, like, guns. And it's like some guns are made for this thing and some guns are made for that thing, and you could use them in the wrong way, right? But this is why there should be psychological assessments and things of that nature, and gun control is a thing, and different people or different countries, different governments have different laws on that, because just different understandings and different cultures too. So if the material is made purposely just to hurt someone, that's all it is. If I read it, I'm not going to hurt anyone by reading it. I'm going to read it and be like, that's messed up. Or maybe it will make me double down on my own beliefs that are the opposite of this. But if someone else reads it and they don't have either the mental capacities, or they've been preconditioned to value that type of thing, or they're just open enough to it and it hits them the right way and they decide that that's who they want to be and that's what they want to do, have they never come across that material, would they end up doing that stuff? I don't know. And that's, I guess, part of the argument is, like, if the material's not there, then they can't use it, right? Like, then there's no chance of them. That's like saying, if we never had guns, we wouldn't have death by gun. I agree with that. Like, I think that, yeah, okay, we don't, if civilians don't need guns, if whoever doesn't need, if they don't need guns, then why do they need it? Like, whatever. If there's other alternatives that are safer for whatever purposes, then let's use those, and only special types of people get guns for doing special things. And there's still going to be accidents. There's still going to be people that shouldn't have guns getting guns, whatever else. I guess that's what it comes down to, is the book thing is just one step removed from an action. The book itself presenting whatever idea, whether it be literal, instructional, or fantasy, or exploring an idea through someone else's lens, when even though they don't agree with that, if they're just creating conversation, whatever it is, someone can take that and then decide how they want to use it. And if that piece didn't exist, then they couldn't do that, and they wouldn't have that to bounce off of. But they are ideas, and if someone had that idea to put it in that book and present it and whatever, then I'm sure that they have other methods of sharing that idea, and therefore someone else has a method of hearing that idea and running with it, or just having the idea themselves. It's a tough argument, because I know it's a slippery slope when you start banning stuff, and I don't want to see books banned at all, because then it will get to a point where it goes over my values. So, like, I don't like Harry Potter, for instance. I just never got into it. Just not a Harry Potter fan, and it's just not something that I would enjoy really reading. I watched the movies, unfortunately, and just whatever. It's just, like, I'm not a fan. I don't think those are harmful ideas. But, you know, if you are in the American South, where some people in certain school libraries and stuff have banned the book because it's witchcraft, like, that's bananas, right? It's like, this book isn't, first of all, why is witchcraft even bad? Like, what does that even mean? Like, you're coming at this from some weird Christian angle of, like, witchcraft is the devil and we shouldn't But again, what do you believe that someone's going to read that book and they can start casting spells on you and be evil? Like they're going to be a wizard or a witch now, or a warlock or a sorcerer or whatever? They're going to practice dark magic against you? Is that what you believe? Because is that happening anywhere? Like, okay, it's just, again, like, people can just take things and just... That's why if no one has the power to ban books, if that's just something we never do, I feel like we would be better off. I feel like the amount of books that we ban that would align with my values of, like, yes, that book is trash and it sucks and it's presenting dangerous ideas, or it would be harmful if people did something with that information, I think that's really few and far between. But the amount of books that get banned because of weird value systems that call something evil or witchcraft, or they say, oh, people are going to start thinking for themselves, that's a bad thing. Like, this book actually inspires people to do things that we don't want them to do. I guess that's what it comes down to, is books inspire people. They can. Literature, ideas, whether any source of media, self-expression, someone else's ideas can inspire someone else. And books can be very powerful. And books have changed my life. Books, like, help me be introspective and challenge myself to be a better person. You know? They make me think. They make me just figure out my own stuff sometimes. And just, yeah. And I think that people are the problem. And I don't mean the people expressing themselves. It's the people that are going to do something with that expression. It's just really difficult. It's like, do you ban... I don't know, it's weird. Do you ban the KKK? You do, because their intent is to harm. We know that that's what that organization is about. To cause harm. So do we ban their literature? Because their literature spreads that idea of hate that can reach people and gain traction, momentum. But if that knowledge is suppressed, if that idea is suppressed, if those words are suppressed, people can't use it. It doesn't mean there won't be KKK members or people interested in it or new recruits or whatever, right? But less opportunity for exposure. Less opportunity for exposure would be a good thing in this aspect if it's something that we don't value, if we think is hateful and hurtful. I think I just have trouble because at the end of the day, I know these are value judgments of, like, a small group of people generally that are saying, it's like people who make laws, right? It's like, what is harmful? What is not? Why do we have these laws? Who are they protecting? And that I just have a problem with the book banning thing because, like, in some cases I would be like, yeah, we don't need that book to be a thing. But I don't think I'd go as far as, like, that book needs to be out of your house. Because if the book needs to be out of that person's house, let's just say because that person is a person who could use that the knowledge in that book for evil, that person is the problem. That person needs to be removed. Not the book necessarily. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they are going to act on what they have read in a negative way, that person needs to be removed, not the book. I'm still on the fence of whether banning books would be a good thing or not. At the start of this, I was leaning towards, like, we don't ban books. But I could understand why, like, again, there's things that I'm like, yeah, that's not good. Let's not teach white nationalist agendas or things that I feel go against my value set of wanting to celebrate diversity and equality as much as possible. If things are against that, I wouldn't want to teach that material in the classroom. I wouldn't gift that book to someone because they might enjoy it or whatever. No, I want to inspire my values. I think everyone is just like, let's inspire things that we believe are good. And if someone else believes that good, but I believe that thing's bad, I don't want to push that. Right? Because I believe it's bad, even though someone else might be like, no, this is good stuff. I'm like, no, it's bad stuff. And then there becomes an argument. So do we just allow bad stuff? Because bad stuff gets through no matter what, if we allow it or not. And what do we determine as bad stuff? That's the problem, is that when I'm on the other side of it, and someone's like, this is bad stuff. Like, let's say I was a Harry Potter fan. I'm not, but I don't think that, from everything I know, the books aren't telling you to kill your parents and murder yourself and everyone around you. Like, you know what I mean? It's not saying you should target these people and hurt them and be horrible, and it's not brainwashing people to do stuff. It's a fantasy book that's made for pure entertainment, and the wrong person could read it and take whatever messages they want from it and do something bad, and that's not the book's fault. Because that book's intention is not to hurt, but someone else might interpret it as, or twist it, just like, no, the intention of this book is to promote witchcraft and dark magic and black magic and dark arts, and that's bad because those are evil things, and I don't know. This got me nowhere. This really did. I thought I'd have a clearer answer, but I don't know. Do we ban books or do we not ban books?